Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music, Series 6, Episode 9. And we are currently going through the Now That's What I Call Music series, and we're on Volume 9. So, hello Rebecca.
Hello Dad, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So, Now 9, how did you find that compared to the previous 8?
So, I've realised doing this, like, because it's a compilation tape, like, there might be people that I'm like, oh, I didn't like you, or, oh, not really a fan, or I don't remember. But while I'm doing it, I've realised that I don't have to particularly like the artist, as it's only one song that I'm listening to majority of the time. Like, obviously, we know we've had people that have had, like, two songs on it, but majority of the time, it's like one song per artist, and it's usually one that fits nicely in the flow of things, or it's one of their like big ones, hence why it's on there, which means it's probably a better one, and it's one I probably liked anyway. So I haven't really had any songs that I don't like, because even the people that like we've not discussed in the past, I've never not liked their songs, because it kind of, it all mixes in together, doesn't it? So it's a bit, I really enjoy, I didn't realise how much I enjoy it. But then I guess it's like having a playlist, isn't it? That I would make myself. I just didn't realise.
Or a playlist that you're just listening to on shuffle, and that it, puts it. So you might not necessarily just get the ones you like.
Yeah, like they might put in recommended songs. Yeah, and that's, like, I've never thought about a compilation tape like that until this one, where I was like, oh, actually. And the reason I thought about that is because when I first looked at the list that you gave me, I was like, oh, I don't really remember many of these, and I couldn't just think of the songs in my head. Like, even the Erasure one, I knew Erasure, but I could not remember that song.
This is their biggest song,
but could not. Yeah, but I could, it, to me, that's,
it's because everyone knows it, A Little Respect.
Yeah. But then you also know me, where you can tell me a song and I'll be like, yeah, I don't know that. And then you'll play it and I'll be like, ah, oh, yeah, I do. But then there was like others that I was like, oh, I don't remember this artist. So I felt like there was quite a few moments when I first looked at it of needing like that trigger. But the whole album, it started off so strong with like mood lifters. The flow of the songs worked really well. There's quite a few ballads in there. Well, I don't know if they're ballads, but like big songs, like, you know, those strong vocals came out this week. And there's some mega good ones at that too. I just think it was a feel good album with a few songs let it down, but you can't win them all, can you? I didn't recognize Robbie Neville. And
no,
I think Gary Moore we didn't have, but we've had him on another Now. So like I did recognise him because we spoke about not having him before. But Robbie Neville was the only one that I was like, nah, didn't have him.
So he had two top 40 singles, and this was his highest.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
I didn't think much of the song. It weren't awful, but I wouldn't have placed it where it was placed. Help with the flow.
Okay. So, are you ready to go through?
I am.
Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 4.
Going back in time, I
am. We're back to 30 tracks after the previous two. It was released in March 1987.
We're powering through these
80s, aren't we? Yeah, and it was number one.
Of course.
Surprise, surprise, in the album chart. It was re-released in August 2021, where it was number two on the compilation chart, and Now 109 was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later, so this was released in March 1987, later in the year, in July 1987, Hits 6 was released. Funny enough, when it the first week after it had been released, it charted at number two behind Terence Trent D'Arby's album. But on the second week, it was number one. So I have that volume of Hits 6. And I shall just run through the two tapes you had for that one.
It's always mad at comparing who's been on now and who's been on the Hits, because I feel like the Hits did get some big named people, yet they didn't carry through as much as now did.
So, on the very first one, had side one, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Banger.
George Michael and Aretha Franklin, I Knew You Were Waiting. Funny enough, I just mentioned Terence Trent D'Arby, If You Let Me Stay. Club Nauvoo, Lean On Me. Five Star, The Slightest Touch. Donna Allen, Serious. George Michael, I Want Your Sex. Mel and Kim, Respectable. And on side two of the first cassette, Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Alison Moyet, Weak in the Presence of Beauty. Chris Rea, Let's Dance. Whitesnake, Is This Love? Fleetwood Mac, Big Love. Carly Simon, Coming Around Again. Errol Brown from Hot Chocolate, Personal Touch. And John Farnham, You're the Voice. So that was the set one.
I do find it weird. So, like, obviously you had the guy from Hot Chocolate, and I've had Hot Chocolate on here. And then did you say Boy George? Or did you say George Michael?
George Michael.
Right, sorry.
So set two, so side three, as it would be. Madonna. Layla Bonita. Bruce Willis, Under the Broadwalk. Living in a Box with Living in a Box.
That's a catchy song.
Curiosity Killed the Cat with Ordinary Day. Level 42, To Be With You Again. Echo and the Bunnymen, The Game. The Jesus and Mary Chain, April Skies. Marillion, Incommunicado. And then side four, Labby Siffre, Something Inside So Strong. Elkie Brooks, No More the Fool. Johnny Logan, Hold Me Now. Judy Belcher, Can't Be With You Tonight. Wet, 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 Wishing I Was Lucky. Johnny Hates Jazz, Shattered Dreams. Pepsi and Shirley, Goodbye Stranger. And it finished off with The Firm and Star Trekkin. So that
it does always baffle me.
Six.
It does always baffle me how many appear on both of them. Now, I know, like, using a heart, I know, like, with a heart, you said about how their bigger one was on the Hits and this, like, now.
They were only put on now if it didn't coincide with a release of Hits, otherwise they would be on the Hits.
Yeah. But then you've got ones like Pepsi and Shirley were on that one and this one, and Curiosity Killed the Cat and the Hot Chocolate Guy. And it's just kind of like, wonder what their story is to be on both. But then I guess it's like you say, it's free promotion, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing with Aha is both Cry Wolf and there's one other. I can't remember what it was. I'm not in train of thought. I'm not sure. They could have been on, or should have, in a sense, been on number six, and for whatever reason they weren't.
What, of now or Hits?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. They weren't on it. So between their last one that had been released on number five, which was I've Been Losing You, they could have had, it would have only been Cry Wolf, actually, that could have been on. So Cry Wolf, for whatever reason, wasn't on this one, and it had been released in between and could have been. Oh, man, I think, no, we had Manhattan Skyline on the Now, on didn't this, we?
Yeah, this is what I've got.
So, it is Cry Wolf, it's a bit of a surprise, wasn't on Now 6, but it could have been.
But then, I guess, you've got to think of like the logistics of it all. Ahar's not someone that they have all the time. They might have had loads of good songs, or what they thought were good songs under their record labels that they were using anyway.
Yeah. I'm just saying that Ahar's been a main, it's been like the main from when they came on the scene on Hits yeah. 3. They've been on all the Hits tapes. So Take On Me was on Hits 3. The Sun Always Shines on TV was in Hits 4. Mm-hmm. I've Been Losing You was on Hits 5. They obviously gave Manhattan Skyline to Now because it didn't fit in with any. And yet, High Wolf
didn't get given.
For whatever reason, was not on Hit 6. So, yeah. But anyway, that was the Hits. We're not talking now. I'm just explaining because they're the two rivals. They actually now the Hits are not releasing them against Now. It's just the funny bit, or at least not this time anyway. They were released in July, whereas this Now was released in March.
Yeah.
So they didn't coincide. Mm-hmm. So cassette one had 15 tracks, 8 on side one. And 7 on side 2.
Yeah.
And similar to cassette 2, 8 on side 3 and 7 on side 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many number ones were on the compilation?
I've gone with 3. And those 3 were Take My Breath Away, The Final Countdown, and Living on a Prayer.
Okay. So you've gone Berlin.
Yep.
What was the other one? Living on a Prayer, or Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. And Final Countdown. Europe.
Final Countdown from Europe. Okay.
Yeah. Also, wow. Can I just say how good your poker face is? Like, every week I proper watch you when I say my number ones, because I know that you're looking at your list to see where they charted, and you never give it away. Like, it's never like a, okay, like, I don't know, your face doesn't give me anything.
Okay. Well, when I tell you how many number ones there are,
there's going to be
I am definitely saying if your 3 are not number ones, you've really failed this week, because there were seven number ones.
Oh, wow.
7.
Dad, come on now. You can't say I failed this week. I fail every week with number ones.
Well, I'm just saying, you've got 7 to choose from. You've picked 3. So let's see.
I don't like going
to you. So, side 1, 8 tracks. We start with Jackie Wilson, Reet Petit, The Christmas Number 1. Of 1986 was obviously a number one.
Christmas number one.
It was the Christmas number one.
I do not remember this being like that. But that is a top tier tune, so I will take that. That started off my week like, yep, we're going in good.
Okay. Well, just so you know, it holds another record.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jackie Wilson, oldest songs recordings from before they appeared on Now. I'll go chronicle order backwards. 1977 on Now 3, Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love.
Yeah.
1976. Rose Royce with Car Wash on Now 12, which obviously we haven't got to yet. Also, ABBA Dancing Queen was on Now 23. 1975, Queen Bohemian Rhapsody was on Now 21. And Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing was on Now 38.
On Now 9?
No, I'm going backwards. Chronicle order. Oldest song to appear on Now. Wait, but bear with
Hot
me.
Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing is on Now 9 as well. You've just said it's on Now something else.
Now 38.
But I've got it this week.
So you have. Yes. Well, they haven't put that on. They've put Now 38. It should be Now 9 unless it's on Now. It won't be on Now 38 as well.
Why would it be on twice? Yeah.
Yeah.
So just while you're pausing and having a look, why
they are on Now 38? They are on Now 38. So yeah.
But why, just while you're pausing, I could just let you finish. But why are these songs so old? I thought they got them. Is this because they've been released and put in a chart?
Been re-released. Yes. And then gone on Now. And then, just so you know, the third top 10 appearance and second Now check-in for Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing, a hit in 1975. It was denied top spot by Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. 1987, when it appeared on Now 9, and now here in 1997, when it was released to coincide with its inclusion in the Full Monty film.
Okay.
So that was the reason for its re-releasing. Right. So, but yeah, they haven't put Now 9, so yeah. 1973, we had Michael Jackson, Farewell My Summer Love, which was on Now 4. Steve Miller Band, The Joker, on Now 18. And Tony Christie's Avenues and Alleyways is on Now 61. 1971, John Lennon, Imagine, is on Now 45. Tony Christie again, Is This the Way to Amarillo, is on Now 60. 1970 was Free, All Right Now, which is on Now 19. That was on the back of a Wrigley's chewing gum advert, I remember that. 1969, The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, that's on Now 13. And Louis Armstrong, We Have All the Time in the World, is on Now 29. 1968, Prince Buster, Wine and Grind, is on Now 39. And 1967, Emma Franklin, Take a Little Piece of My Heart, is on Now 23. 1966, Dusty Springfield's You Don't Have to Say You Love Me is on Now 42. While from 1965, we've got The Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody on Now 18. That's probably the blokes from Soldier Soldier who are
What, the TV show?
Yeah, the two soldiers that sang it. Robson and Jerome, I knew it'd come to me. They sang it and it got to number one. So that was on Now 18. Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, that's on Now 19. And Temptations with My Girl is on Now 21. We now come to the early 1960s. So 1962, John Lee Hooker, Boom Boom, is on Now 23. While in 1961, Ben E. King, Stand By Me, is also on Now 9.
Yeah, had that this week.
Etta James, I Just Want to Make Love to You, is on Now 33. We're now going into the 50s.
And we've still
1958. Nina Simone, My Baby Just Cares for Me, is on Now 10. Just a little giveaway for next week. Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody, is on Now 11.
Oh.
And the oldest single to appear on a Now compilation from 1957, Jackie Wilson and Riet Petite. And just so you know, in 1957, it got to number 6. This time it got to number 1 and was the Christmas number 1 of 1986.
What's mad is it feels like an 80s song. Like, I wouldn't have ever said that that's like been re-released from like the 50s. Like, yeah. It's got that 80s feel to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It had a plasticine video, if I remember.
Oh, I don't remember the video. I've not been watching videos for these.
It's worth a watch. I'm pretty sure it's a plasticine one, a bit like Sledgehammer. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's your first number one. Mental as Anything and Live It Up, number 3.
Another good song.
Simply Red, The Right Thing, number 11.
Okay.
Erasure and Sometimes, just missed out on number one at number two, their highest charter until Aberesque, their covers of ABBA, got to number one.
See, I nearly said that Erasure was the number one. I was like, nah, don't think it was. I don't think it was. So I
was unlucky. Number two.
Yeah. Great who, song, though.
Yeah, I don't know who a great song. Kept him off number one, actually. Number two. Robbie and Neville, C'est la vie, number three. I'd say that was his biggest hit. He only had two.
It was catchy, but I wouldn't have put it that high.
Yeah. Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing, as I say, was a hit in 1975. Mm-hmm. And this time it got to number 10.
Oh, okay. That was another one that I thought that could be a high one. Not as high as I thought it would be.
The Blow Monkeys, It Doesn't Have to Be This Way. Good song. Number five.
Yeah.
And The House Martins, Caravan of Love. Should have been the Christmas number one. But it was number two at Christmas after Reach Petite knocked it off top spot. Because it was number one the previous week.
Oh, that's
two number ones on that side.
And I nearly put Caravan of Love as one as well, but I thought, no, that's just
good song. Should have been a Christmas Sunday, as I was saying.
And I was only going to say it was because I like it, and I was like, I can't do that.
It was number one the week before Christmas, and should have really stayed there, I think. But there we go. So we move on to side two. Boy George, Everything I Own.
Good one.
Number one.
I wouldn't put that as number one. But I should have thought about that. I do remember discussing Boy George and him having a load of number ones, and we were like, you know why? Because he's already been in the limelight. I should have just thought of that. God's sake, what's wrong with me?
UB40, Rat in the Kitchen, Kitchen. Number 12.
Funny song. Can I just say something? So, you know, I have like Oscar and Aoife. Oscar, I think I was taken home one day because he'd been round ours, and I was having had this on. And Rat and McGitchin was on, and he looked at the screen and went, Why is this such a long song, Becca? I was like, oh. Just is, like, some songs are really long. Anyway, because I knew it, I was like, we can skip it if you want. So we skipped it. And then the one that you're about to say is also a long song. And he went, another one? I went, I didn't know that that was going to be another long song. And so now he just thinks that all the 80s are long songs. Huh. Every time I put on one of my playlists, he's like, are they going to be long ones again?
So... yeah. That second one, or the one that come on after it, is Gap Band with Big Fun, and that was number four.
Which I don't really like that one as much. Mm. It's not got as much oomph in it.
We then have Five Star with Stay Out of My Life, which was number nine. Then the Wham Backing Girls, Pepsi and Shirley with Heartache, number two.
Ooh.
Bananarama with A Trick of the Night. Bit of a weird choice for the Now, this one. Wasn't a big hit of theirs, and it's now...
Well, number I liked it.
Yeah, but this wasn't a big hit. Number 32.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's very low.
So yeah.
But I did like that song.
Well, I'm guessing that was chosen before... must have been released around the same time, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
I don't understand why else it would be on. And lastly, Berlin, Take My Breath Away. Number one.
Yes, I got one.
So two number ones on side two as well. So that's four number ones on cassette one.
And can I just point out something really weird? Because this is who I am, and I just pattern things together. The first song of side one was number one, and the last song of side one was number one.
Yes.
The first song of side two was number one, and the last song of side two was number one. Sorry, yes. And I know that pattern won't continue because there's seven, but I like patterns, and that's a good pattern.
So just on my notes, I've already said about Jackie Wilson was the oldest song ever to appear on a Now compilation. Mental as Anything, Live It Up was on the soundtrack of Crocodile Dundee. And funny enough, we had another soundtrack with Berlin's Take My Breath Away from Top Gun, which starred Tom Cruise. Okay. As I've already said, House Martin's Caravan of Love was denied the Christmas being the Christmas number one. However, it was a cover of the Isley Brothers hit. So you know, Jackie Wilson was number one, and he didn't know he was number one because, unfortunately, he died in 1984. Oh,
sad.
Boy George was also a cover. It was Bread's 1972 hit. However, it only got to number 32 when they released it.
Oh, and then he got it to number one.
Yes. As I've already said, Robbie Neville had two top 40 singles, and this was his highest placing.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing was number two in 1975. And this was Pepsi and Shirley's debut single. It was number two for 2 weeks. Behind their former Wham bandmate George Michael, with Aretha Franklin, I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, which, as I've already said, was on Hits 6.
So
they were kept off the number one chart by their the man who told them to go, that they, you know, when he obviously went at, when he broke up Wham to go ahead, he was the one who said to him, you should
get out there. He got wind and thought, nah, I'm not having, I need to up my game with these.
So, funny that he kept them off the number one. I think his was the better one, though, with Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
So as we move on to cassette two, 15 tracks, side three has 8. We start with Freddie Mercury, The Great Pretender, and that was number 4.
Okay. Good song by him.
Yeah. We then have Ben E. King, Stand By Me, another song that was near the furthest away on the oldest songs from 1961. Stand By Me. And it was number 1.
Fuming. Because do you know what that song is? That's my standout song of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the song from 1961.
Yeah. That's a great song. And it was one that it just played and I was like, yeah, this just, it gives you all the feels. It just, I don't know, just what it is.
Uh-huh.
You can't help but feel good and join in. Yeah, it's really good.
In 1961, it only got to number 27.
Ooh.
So there you go. Released, you know, over 20 years later, over 25 years later, and it got to number one.
Well, it's a standout song for me.
It was number one for 3 weeks.
In 2025, it'd be a number one in my world too. But the reason I didn't put it as number one was because I have this mentality of not every song that I like is going to be number one.
Yeah. It knocked George Michael and Aretha Franklin off of number one.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And it also kept the following song off number one, which was released around the same time. It only got to number 3 behind Stand By Me and George Michael's I Knew You Were Waiting.
What song's that?
And that is Curiosity Killed the Cat, Down to Earth.
Literally the next song.
The next song. Got number 3.
On
the other side, we had Mental as Anything, Live It Up. That also was only got to number 3 due to Benny King being number 1. And another song from previous past, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. which obviously didn't appear on a Now, which is why it wasn't on the list, but that was number two
during the weeks
in 1987.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, and that kept Mental as Anything, Live It Up.
With, anyway. Yeah.
Then we have Communards, So Cold the Night, number eight. Steve Silk Hurley with Jack Your Body.
See, this one, and there's one on side four, they're the ones that let it down a bit, but I think it's just because they're really hard to fit in because they're like pop.
Well, Steve Silk Hurley and Jack Your Body is an early pioneer of house music.
That's it, house music. And I just think it doesn't fit in with the flow of the songs. And
yeah, but I think they have to put it on.
Well, I get why they have to put it on. I do get it. And
it was number one and it's house music.
Yeah. I number get one. I don't agree with that. But
the early house music. I say early because it was probably, 1988, 89 was house music. It was the pioneer, I suppose. It led the way and it was a number one.
I get it, but it just doesn't fit in.
Taffy, I Love My Radio, Midnight Radio, got to number six. I don't think we've had Taffy before either.
No, I was actually meant to write them down as well. I obviously did, like, when I've been looking. And the only other one that I've realised on this side as well was the Ward Brothers. I don't think we've had them. We have?
No.
You'll get
there. Taffy, I Love My Radio, Midnight Radio was their only, his only, whatever. She, he, they. I don't know what, I haven't listened to them. So I don't know if it's a group or a taffy could be, I'm guessing it's a man, but it could be a woman, I suppose. I don't know. They only had one top 40 hit and this was it. So hence why
you weren't like a memorable song.
No, I'm surprised they got to number six. So Nick Kamen, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever. Number 16. And then, Manhattan Skyline, for whatever reason, was not on hit six, the same as, I say, Cry Wolf. So, again, Manhattan Skyline, they could have used on hit six.
Yeah.
So it's a weird one that they didn't use either of them. Got to number 13.
Do you want to hear something controversial with you?
Yeah.
Not a big fan of Manhattan Skyline.
No.
No.
Big song as far as a half hours go, really is.
Yeah, but the vibes of it is. Weren't really feeling it.
Yeah. Okay. It's a haunting song now when you think about it, though.
What?
Well, because the Manhattan Skyliner then is a totally different skyline to what it is now because of the Twin Towers. So,
that's very true.
So, yeah. So side four, we move on to seven tracks. And we've got one number one left. So which one's it going to be?
Final Countdown.
Or Living on a Prayer, you said, Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Westworld, Sonic Boom Boy, number 11. They again had two top 40 hits. Robbie Neville, and this was their highest ever placing.
Right.
Robbie Neville was their main song.
Number
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, number
two.
Four.
Oh, four. Okay. It's going to be the Final Countdown if the final number one. I swear I remember that being the number one. But Living on a Prayer, I mean, that is a top song. That is another one where you just can't help but belt it out.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what kept it off, what was in the charts at that same time, to see what was keeping it from the top spot. And, not just that, but also not getting any further than number four, I suppose. It was only at number 4 for 1 week.
And then did it go up?
No, it went... No. Well, if it had gone up, it would have a higher place in the number 4, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'll come back to that one.
Okay.
Genesis, A Land of Confusion, number 14.
Really? Also, can I say, I think I've got a really big love for Genesis.
Yeah,
I'll every song I listen to them, I'm like, oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
I think I've found my like 80s people, Genesis. Mm.
Mm. Do you like Phil Collins as well?
Yeah, I like Phil Collins.
Europe, The Final Countdown, number one.
So I did think I remembered that one.
And the funny thing is,
they
kept Erasure sometimes off number one.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they also kept Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, off for number one.
This was
the top five when Bon Jovi came out.
Right.
Get that. So number five was Nick Kamen, Each Time You Break My Heart.
On here? No, it's not.
He's got Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Number four, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Sometimes, Erasure.
Uh-huh.
Which obviously went to number two the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, knocked off of number one, is Take My Breath Away by Berlin.
Stop.
And number one was The Final Countdown. So the three songs you said were all in the top four of the same chart.
I know a good song.
With two of them, one of them knocking one off the number one.
Yeah.
And the other one reaching its peak at number four. So there you go. And sometimes, as I say, obviously sometimes went to number two the following week. And they couldn't knock Final Countdown off either.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Wasn't the Final Countdown because of a film, though?
No, it was just their song. Gary Moore, Over the Hills and Far Away, number 20. Bit of another weird choice of a song.
So that they've been so many high places.
Ward Brothers, Cross That Bridge, number 32. Their only top 40 single.
Okay.
And
I didn't think much.
They managed to get on the Now compilation with a song that was at number 32. So they'd be probably living off that even now. Our song was on a Now compilation.
Yeah.
I bet they did when the re-release come out, you know. We've had two number ones.
Get that back in.
I know, we only had one number one, because obviously it wasn't number one that re-released, was it? It only got number two. And then Pretenders, Him to Her, as in him, as in H-Y-M-N, not H-I-M. Him to Her, number 8.
I have a chilled song, but I really rate it. I did enjoy having that one.
So, as I've already said, Benny King, Stand By Me, was number 27 in 1961. Steve Silk Hurley with Jack Your Body was an early pioneer of house music. And obviously that got to number one and was a start of the change in music, I think. Well, that was the one that obviously then brought in house music into the mainstream.
Yeah.
As I've already said, Taffy only had one top 40 hit. Aha Manhattan Skyline was preferred over Cry Wolf, even though that got to number five. Manhattan Skyline, number 13. And surprisingly, neither track was on the Hit 6 compilation, as I've already mentioned. I had it written in here in my notes. Westworld, they had two top 40 hits, and this was their highest. Europe, The Final Countdown, kept Erasure off number one, as I've already mentioned. They also, as I say, kept Bon Jovi off number one, but they only got to number four anyway, so I suppose it's a bit different. Yeah. And the Ward Brothers, this was their only top 40 single. So that brings us to the end of that review of Now That's What I Call Music Volume 9. So we had seven number ones on that, two on side one, two on side two, two on side three, and one on side four. So to break down, four number ones on the cassette number one, three number ones on cassette number two, to give us our seven of the 30 tracks. So, which was your favourite side?
So, I have gone with number one, side one.
Mm. Yeah.
Then side four.
Mm-hmm.
Then side two. And then side three.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. It was quite hard to put them in an order, but I was like looking at the songs that I really enjoyed, and I think just side three, with it just having, like, it was the last ones, like Jack Your Body, I Love My Radio, Loving You Is Sweeter Than Ever, and Manhattan Skyline, just let that one down a bit for me. So they had a bit more let down than other sides.
Yeah, I think as well it didn't help Aha with being on that side.
No, yeah.
Especially coming after from like Jack Your Body and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that Manhattan Skyline is a very slow song.
Yeah, yeah. And I just didn't fit in with that. Like,
didn't fit on that side.
They would,
as well as it would with The Caravan of Love and that sort of.
Yeah, or that. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Or even with Banana Wall and Berlin.
Yeah, that's true. Or I think any other side, it would have fit in more.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
Because it would have even fit in the side.
Would it have gone with Living on a Prayer, Land of Confusion, The Final Countdown? Or, yeah, Him to Her.
Kind of, that was a nice ending. I think if it went Manhattan Skyline to Him to Her, it would have been quite nice.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay, so what was your mark for Now 9 out of 10?
I've gone high. I've gone high. This one's done really well with me. I really enjoyed this one.
Well, I just want to go back. We spoke before we came on to recording, and you said that you listened to this one with Connor, your partner.
Yeah.
And he marked it four. Now, his music taste is a hell of a lot different than ours. I do know that.
Yeah, he's not.
He only gave it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, so he does like the 80s. He does dabble in a lot of 80s, but he's more probably the bigger names of the 80s. Would you agree? Like he does like the commercial.
Yeah, he likes the Depeche Mode and
Erasure. He likes, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then he likes, you know, Spandau Ballet, Duran Duran.
He must have loved Erasure on this. I mean, this was their biggest hit.
He did really enjoy this song. No. As soon as it came on, he was like, yeah, great. I listen to all sorts of music, hence why I can do this. I'm very open. I just love music to me, it's a feeling more than anything. You're obviously very 80s. Connor likes the 80s with me doing this. He's got into the 80s. But when he listened to these 30 tracks, he was like, yep, a four. I was like, four? Four? Have you listened to those songs? He went, at most, there's probably about five out of the 30 songs that are good. I was like, you're joking. There's way more than that. Like, there's some big songs in there. And it's not even like big songs, it's like ones that are just really good songs. Like, even like he doesn't like Rat in the Kitchen, whereas I love that song. I think that's a great song. It's just one of those songs where you're like, this is a pointless song, but we're loving it. And like he weren't a fan of he weren't a fan of him to her, whereas I really enjoyed that. He also didn't like Bananarama or Pepsi and Shirley, whereas I did. Mm-hmm. So there was quite a few where he was like, oh no. And like Boy George, he was like, no, it's not a great song by him. So there was like quite a lot where we where he just weren't a fan. So yeah, he went for a four. Whereas mine's really high. A lot of songs in this just, you know, I think it was a really feel good album. So I have gone with an 8.5.
Wow. Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh yeah, I really liked this. I think I really like, I don't know if they are ballads, but you know, like the Stand By Me, Living On A Prayer, Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
Like I mean, I like those. I mean, not so, I'll be honest, I'm not that much into the old, so like Stand By Me, I'm not into all the old.
I am. I like them.
And, you know, I was a bit, when they were released, like, these are old.
Yeah, I like that.
But definitely Europe, Genesis.
Yes.
Obviously I like Aha anyway. Five Star, I like. I'm not sure about that track though, but saying it's a bit like Bananarama, that those two tracks,
yeah, I like two that bands song.
We're not like Berlin, Take My Breath Away, I was a big fan of that. I loved Cabana Love, as I said already. Yeah. That should have been a Christmas number one for me. I love the Blow Monkeys. It doesn't have to be this way. Good song. Obviously Erasure I like, and I do like Live It Up by Mental As Anything.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah,
Reet Petit is a really
it's a good yeah no it's a really good song, and as I say, the video probably is what done it for me. If I remember, it's a plasticine video. Good video. And but as I say, I suppose I was always off a bit, one because it was an old track, not that I knew that at the time.
But you probably had a sense of feeling.
But it knocked off Cabana Love, and I think at the time everyone wanted Cabana Love to be number one.
Yeah. Do you know what I think does it with this album as well, like this now one? It has a very 80s feel to it. And like I know that it's the feel that I can't explain. You know, like throughout all these series and all the episodes we've done, I go, oh, it's got a very 80s feel. I can't ever explain what that means. But this whole album is just very 80s to me.
Okay,
what I would describe. But yeah, great album. I rate it.
Yeah. So just before I go to, I just want to check something. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Yes, I am. So before I go and show you now 10, and as far as the cover that tells you who were the big hitters on it, there is some breaking news that it's sad to say, but as I've already said, Hits was a Warner Brothers ownership of, part owners.
Yeah.
And Aha were under Warner Brothers. Now, we've been lucky. We had Hunting High and Low on Now 7, I think it was. And we've had... it was Now 7. And we've just had Manhattan Skyline on Now 9. Aha will not appear on another Now album until Now 63 in 2006, when their first number top 10 hit since Stay on These Roads in 1988. So we're talking like, you know,
years,
nearly 20 years. This song was a top 10. It got to number 10. It appeared on Now 63 in 2006, and it was Analog
I wish I could guess that. As soon as you were talking, I was like, that's going to be Analog. It's going to be Analog. I actually remember that album coming out and hearing it. And I was like, oh, this is actually a good song. Like, it weren't like, you know, when we used to listen to Take On Me and being like, oh, why have we got all the 80s and all of this? Why are we listening to the old songs? Analog was, to me, I think the first time that I listened to Aha and was like, oh, yeah, these are good. I proper remember you having that CD.
That's when, we won't listen to that because.
No, we won't.
We're only going up into the 90s. We're going into the 90s, obviously, because you were born in the 90s. You don't really know the 90s. We won't be going into 2006 and now 63. They were on there. And it's funny, I'm just looking who else was on there. There's another old one on there, and that's Leo Sayer. And he was before the 80s. He was like 70s. And he's on there. He was a featured on Thunder In My Heart Again. And Dead or Alive were on there with another re-release of their You Spin Me Round Like a Record. But others that were on there were Girls Aloud, McFly with I Wanna Hold You, Girls Aloud Will See the Day, Westlife with Amazing, Kelly Clarkson Because of You, Shane Ward was obviously the X Factor winner because he's on there. Black Eyed Peas are on here. Robbie Williams, Advertising Space. Funny enough, Coldplay, who are influenced by Aha, they were on there with Talk, and they were the track before the Aha's Analog. And then it has The Feeling with Sown. Texas are on there with Sleep. They're still going strong. U2, All Because of You, were on there. Gorillaz. Quite a few. Kaiser Chiefs with Modern Way. So yes, that was that's just letting you know that's the last of Aha. As far as this,
that's all right. I've listened to enough Aha in my lifetime.
So yes,
another lifetime growing up with you.
Back to now. Now back to now, as in reality, and now 10. That is the cover, quite a plain.
Oh, it's quite similar.
Blue,
they're
blue, in the blue
logo cover, though, aren't they?
With the same logo again, with the like the lightning.
And then the balls look like bingo balls. I think.
And as you can see again, we're sticking with 30 top hits, as they say. Yep. And these were the ones on the front cover.
Is it pronounced Mars or is it just
Mars? Yeah, Mars.
Pet Shop Boys, T'Pau, Wet, The Communards, Erasure, Billy Idol. Is that King?
Kiss.
Oh, okay. It's got a sticker over it.
Yeah, it's got the. If I take the cover out.
I thought you were going to take the sticker off then. I was like, that's going to make it really sticky.
It's got that's embossed on the thing. I couldn't.
Kiss, Heart, Curiosity Killed the Cat, Bananarama, Johnny Hates Jazz, Los Lobos, Whitesnake, I remember those, Nina Simone, Freddie Mercury, and Montserrat Caballé. Oh, I remember. That can't be. They're not together, are they? Freddie Mercury and Montserrat.
They're together with.
Oh, they are together.
Barcelona.
Oh, I thought that. And then I was like, oh, wait, is this saying. Yeah. And then plus many more.
So yeah, so I shall send you over the full
track list.
That was just your little teaser of who you've got. So some good ones there. Wet, Pet Shop Boys, Erasure.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, T'Pau and Curiosity Killed the Cat and Johnny H. Jazz sort of middle of the road sort of
and
people.
And then you've got like Kiss and Whitesnake
and Heart rock.
I remember them from my Heart my Rock week.
Yeah. Los Lobos.
I remember that name. Can't remember what they did, but I remember that name. And I do remember Freddie Mercury and that thingy.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I didn't like it. But we'll see when I put it in air to see if it changes my mind on it.
Yeah. Los Lobas with La La Bamba.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yes. So that's now 10, which you will have for next week. This week, though, it was a good week. An 8.5 out of 10 for Now 9, which had 7 number ones. And that's probably one of the best for number ones as well, thinking about it. Didn't really hit on that.
Maybe the first Now. I think that's quite a few.
Best. Yeah, the first one had 11. So, yeah, but that was obviously to get it. And then you had a 4 number ones on Now 2. Three number ones on Now 3. Only one on Now 4. Only one on Now 5. 4 on Now 6. 4 on Now 7. Yeah. And 3 on Now 8. So, yeah, it's up there with number one and then Now 1 and then... Well, now that's what I call music, as that was. And then Now 7, Now 4. I'll get there in a minute. Now 9 with 7 number ones. But yes, an 8.5 out of 10. Very strong. Is that the best? Yeah. I think we had a 9, didn't we?
That's it. Yeah, that was number 2. Was it number 2?
Yes. Now 3. Now 3.
Now 3 was 9.
It's the highest. And now we have 3 number ones on it. So it just shows you.
That was a good
one. Don't have to have a number one. Okay. No,
it doesn't.
So that is this week.
Wow.
So until next week, I shall say goodbye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.